December 6, 1996, marked the 100th birthday of the other Gershwin, George's older brother and closest collaborator, Ira. That night, Carnegie Hall presented a gala tribute to Ira. This Friday, many PBS stations will broadcast a 90-minute version of that concert. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was there and has these thoughts.
Some of this country's best poets have been the song lyricists whose lively language, fresh imagery, and what Ira Gershwin called fascinating rhythm capture certain aspects of American life that more strictly literary poets don't often deal with, from personal relationships to politics. "Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers," Ira wrote during the Depression, "long as you've got the kiss that conquers." "Of thee I sing, baby," begins the cheeky title song of the 1931 political satire for which Ira became the first lyricist to win the Pulitzer Prize. He launches the preeminent American opera, Porgy and Bess, with the evocative "Summertime and the livin' is easy. Fish are jumpin' and the cotton is high." Then later tells us, "It ain't necessarily so." The witty contraction, "swonderful," swings into the verse with the exhilaration of colloquial American English at its most colorful. Don't trust anyone who sings, "It's wonderful." I wouldn't trust anyone who changes any of Ira's words. What foolish political correctness made Karen Akers, one of the most sensitive singers in the long lineup of stars and semi-stars at Carnegie Hall, change the line in "But Not For Me" from "It all began so well, but what an end. This is the time a feller needs a friend," to the clunky "This is the time a person needs a friend"? Didn't she hear the rhyme of "well" and "fella"? Didn't she get the irony of Ira's gender bending?
"It all began so well, but what an end. This is the time a person needs a friend. When every happy thought ends with the marriage knot, and there's no
This Ira Gershwin Gala is one of those formula enterprises. You know, the over-orchestrated overture, the generic announcer who introduces the movie star co-hosts as Mr. Michael York and Miss Angie Dickinson, the production numbers with ballet dancing that has nothing to do with the songs, and the hosts reading from a script that has barely enough facts to be informative and barely enough anecdotes to be entertaining.
Dear Ira was the least critical person around, but he was a classicist, and he would correct your grammar. Once I said to him, "I feel so badly you lost," and Ira said, "Would you feel goodly if I had won?" I never said it wrongly again.
At Carnegie Hall, I saw some marvelous Gershwin home movies, but many of them have been edited out of the TV version. Along with Michael York's recitation of Gershwin lyrics and the late composer Burton Lane's reminiscences of his collaboration with Ira. Lane died only a few weeks afterwards. It's too bad all that's left of him in the TV version is his effervescent accompaniment to the smarmy preening of Michael Feinstein, one of those singers who gives the term song stylist such a bad name. Lane's presence, though, is an important reminder that after George Gershwin's untimely death, his brother worked brilliantly with other composers, like Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, Vincent Eumanns, Kurt Weill, even Aaron Copland, The performer who most lives up to the material is Rosemary Clooney, who lived next door to the Gershwins and may be our greatest living interpreter of classic popular songs. She sings a couple of the best ones ever written, including Love Is Here to Stay, the opening verse to which George Gershwin didn't live to write. Clooney tells us that it's the only music ever composed by Ira himself.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Ira Gershwin at 100, which will air on many PBS stations Friday.